It is Oktoberfest season after all, is it not?
It sure is.
Pam and Jerry Zagar with you. Don Rakauskas right here on Pittsburgh's 620 KHB. We've got two open lines right now. Give Don a ring.
That's right, but we got one phone line that's occupied right now, and it's all the way from Minnesota. And guess who's on the line?
This guy heads up. What's the name of that band? Again, Denny? It's that long name of the band. International Main Street Polka Band, right, Den?
Yeah, International Main Street Polka Band. It's sort of, it's, you know, all of us had worked at the Roger Bright Band, and we always said, we played all over in the United States and Europe, and always played on the Main Street down in New Glarus, so... You know, it came to me in a dream, I think.
There you go. International Main Street Polka Band. We're speaking with Denny Anderson. And, Denny, where are you now? Are you at home?
Actually, I'm out in the street in front of my house. I was going to run some errands, and I looked at the time and thought, you know, I got to call you guys. So I'm sitting in my van right now. So there you are.
Well, you got
to
buy milk and bread and... And call
That's
Pennsylvania.
Right. Go to the post office and go to the bank and all that kind of stuff.
Well, thanks for the update there, Denny.
Wait a minute. Have you been practicing your yodeling?
I have. Yodel-o-dee. How's that?
You are the best yodeler I know.
So early in the morning. You are like, what, at 10:37 right now, your time?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's very early.
That's not bad for that early, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, you guys have a brand new CD out entitled Polka's Hot. Tell us a little about it.
Well, it's something that I started on about a year ago. Some of the tunes on there are some things that probably a lot of folks have not heard or ever heard. You know, I pick songs that I like and some things that were different. In fact, the leadoff tune and Happen in My Heart, I had done that with a band here in Minnesota when I was playing string bass back when I was about 19 years old. And I happened to hear it, and I thought, you know, why don't we do that? You know, and we kind of rearranged it, and Dave Austin came up with an arrangement for it, so we put that on there. And, you know, there's some other songs that I'm sure people will, recognize when they look at the back tray card, you know. One of the songs that I really like, it's a waltz, it's called Life Goes On, and when it actually came, I believe, out of Zorba the Greek movie some years ago.
Yeah.
I've always liked the tune, so we recorded it, and when we got done recording, I thought, gosh, is that ever short? You know, and when you're recording stuff, sometimes you don't realize that it's short. But I think it kind of works because I think it causes people to go back, you know what, I want to hear that one again.
You know? It's under 2 minutes, so that's very short.
Yeah, it's kind of maybe good for radio sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It helps us out sometimes.
There's some yodeling things on there. There's a yodel on the third track of Mountain Girl Waltz. I got a yodel on the front end of that. Country Near the Sky is something that was a traditional song that Roger Bright had done. And Bob Lorenzo wrote lyrics to that, and it's got a sort of a group vocal thing with a yodel behind it. Yodel Down the Mountain, another traditional song, I wrote lyrics for that, and it's got some yodeling in it. And I try to include that because, you know, when all of us get together, you know, everyone's got their own schedules in this group, you know. Of course, Eric Nolkamper is in the group, and I forgot to mention he's in the group. Eric Nolkamper, David Austin from outside of Madison, Wisconsin, Craig Ebel is on this, and myself. And we all have different things going on, so yeah. When we get together, it's more of an event. So, you know, we only assemble this group, or I assemble it probably, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, and it works out well. We get to get together and play our music, and people enjoy it, so that's what it's all about, it's the camaraderie that we have, and it's just a great time. And so, you know, a lot of the places that we've had a chance to work at, I see you guys, you know, we go to Cleveland, of course, not to play, but just get involved in the whole festival, and also down at Naperville, Illinois, you know, I know you guys are always there, and it's just great to see all of you folks always.
And that was where I had the first opportunity to hear you guys as a band.
And thank you, by the way, for putting that little clip up on YouTube. That was very nice of you guys to do that.
There's
a few
songs.
The other thing I have to say is I sent this CD off to you, and it seemed like magically overnight it was already posted out on your website. You guys are so gracious to bands. You have no idea of all the good things that you do. You probably do, but probably oftentimes people don't tell you that. But I just wanted to pass that along to you. It's so great that you keep this music going, and... you're open to anyone that's got a CD, and you play it, and it's just a great thing that you guys are doing out there.
Well, that's why we're here. That's our mission.
Yeah.
Keep it going, Den.
Yeah.
But you know what, Denny? It's great meeting wonderful people like you as well.
Well, thank you so much. And that's really what it's all about. You know, our music, of course, probably not the mainstream music in this day and age, but I sort of look at it as a little underground culture, you know, and there's people out there that still enjoy it. And, you know, while they really can't get out to dance sometimes, they want to hear it. And I guess that's why we keep recording and just to keep those people involved in the music, I think.
Exactly. And we're on the phone with Denny Anderson right now, and he's a member of the International Main Street Polka Band. And there are 28 tracks on this latest CD from the band entitled Polka's Hot. And Denny, how can our listeners pick up the CD?
Well, the best way, actually, there's a couple ways they could do it. I have a website, www.imspb.com, International Main Street Polka Band. And there is a email address there. It's imspolkaband at comcast.net. And they can send me an email. And that's probably the easiest way, you know, to get a hold of it. So.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us, Denny. We appreciate your time this morning as you're on your way to the grocery store and the post office.
And the bank.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much for reminding me. We hope to see you down the road here, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, Denny. Not a problem.
Take care, Denny. Good hearing from you.
That's Denny Anderson from Minnesota on his way to do some errands this morning. The CD is Polka's Hot, again, from the International Main Street Polka Band. If you'd like more information about that CD, you can go to the website that Denny mentioned or go to our website at primetimepolkas.com under New Recordings.